This eclipse energy is insane, and I am f***ing loving it. Hi guys. I thought it would be fun for us to do a little casual Q&A video on all things manifestation, energy, and just get to talk also about what the f*** is going on with the planets right now, as far as we're entering into Mercury retrograde and we're in the middle of two major eclipses. It's a lot, and I am living for it. I am utilizing the f*** out of this energy, and so I just wanted us to have a place to chat about this, answer a couple of your questions, feel like we're just like hanging out, like grabbing a coffee. We're talking about all the kind of stuff that I love talking about. If you're watching this, I'm sure you love talking about, and just give a little energetic update. It's been a couple weeks since I've posted my last YouTube video or my last podcast episode, whether you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or watching on YouTube. I welcomed in a new cohort into my program Scale, which is my manifestation mindset success course. We go deep into divine feminine, divine masculine energetics. It's really a lot about, honestly, the new way, the feminine way of success and building business and success in your life. Again, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, and you just have big goals, big dreams that you want to achieve, but you also don't want to burn yourself the out doing it, which I really relate to, and I learned the hard way. So that is how Scale was born. Anyways, I just welcomed a new group of incredible, seriously incredible students. Like, their energy already is 100. We started a new group. This is my first time doing a different kind of community for one of my programs, which I'm definitely going to be carrying out moving forward in my other programs, my future launches as well. So we started a circle group, and that's been really fun to get to know everybody within. I'm gonna let this plane fly over. I cannot wait to move from this house, which we will get into. We're gonna get into my move, which was a big question in the questions box when I asked on Instagram what you guys wanted to hear, but more on that in a second. Anyways, that's why I've been a little MIA here for the last couple weeks, is I've been putting a lot of my energy towards my Scale students, my new Scale round, and I'm updating and adding to this round live with this cohort. So a lot of my time and energy is there right now, and doing so much behind the scenes as well, personally, on my own healing journey, which we will get into because eclipse season has been my best fucking friend for all of that. So a lot has been going on over the past two. No, it has not been two, Brooke. Do not do yourself like that. It's been a lot longer than 2 weeks, okay? I'm gonna own that. The last few weeks that I've been away, I do plan to be more consistent on the podcast, on YouTube. I actually have a fun little series coming up that I am going to mention to you guys and hear what you guys think about it. But if you guys are down for that, if that's content that you guys wanna see, there will definitely be a lot more videos coming soon. But like I said, I'm undergoing a lot of big life changes, which we will talk about here. And I'm deep in the up-leveling, the manifestation, and rewiring work that all of my Scale students are going through right now. I'm going through it right alongside them. And like I said, adding and giving updates and additions. And I'm just in this really happy vortex. I'm really fulfilled right now, but with all that I am doing, I have less time and space for the podcast or for YouTube. But here I am, right? We're still making time for it. We're still showing up. And if you are interested, by the way, in getting into Scale and getting into this round, we actually did leave the cart open for a late enrollment cart. So we created a special cart for you guys to get in now, up until, we don't have the exact date yet, but I'm gonna say around when module three opens. So you guys have, like, I don't know, let's say like another month maybe to get in. And then after that, the cart is closed completely, fully until the next round, just because I don't want you to feel too behind or have to miss out on any of the one-on-one live calls or anything like that. So if you are kicking yourself, if you just completed the Scale challenge, which, by the way, if you have not done yet, definitely do. It's the last three videos before this one. And if you're wishing that you would have taken it a step further and gotten into this round of Scale, This is your lucky day. So we will leave enrollment open for a little while longer. I'll probably give you another heads up here before we officially close it out. There is a bit higher of a down payment when you get in on late enrollment, just because you are coming in late to a payment plan, essentially. But if it's calling you, it's calling you, and the door is open. So come on in. Okay, now for getting into your questions. And yes, with your questions, we're going to also be talking about the eclipse. We're going to be talking about the healing that I've been going through, the shadows that have been coming up for me, and all the other crazy up levels that have been happening in the background over just the last few weeks. Like, I am in the midst of a crazy quantum leap. End of sentence. Hard stop. I cannot wait to share more about this with you guys very, very soon. A lot of it I'm keeping very close to my heart right now because the manifestation is still kind of underway. So, in my manifestation process, I like to share a lot kind of when I'm setting the intentions and when it feels far away. Like when I was manifesting my Porsche, by the way, people came at me for saying Porsche in my last video, but everybody says Porsche, but I'm almost positive it's Porsche. I swear the people at the dealership said Porsche. I've heard other people who have Porsches say Porsche, so no one come for me. I'm just trying my best out here. Anyways, when I was manifesting my car, my Porsche, in the beginning stages, when it felt really far off and it was just more of a, oh my God, it would be so cool to have that car, I was very vocal about it. Like, I would talk about it in my podcast, I would talk about it on my socials and just say, like, oh, I'm manifesting this car. It's funny, I'm watching scale back now as I review it and as I update it, and I hear myself talking about manifesting a Porsche in scale, which is just so funny. I also hear myself talk about another manifestation that is coming through right now for me, my dream home. And it's just so cool to get to watch yourself back and see your past self talking about the manifestations that you're living now. But anyways, I'll be very vocal about it in the beginning stages. Then when it's actually underway and I'm actually deeply working on it, or it's in the process of manifesting and I can see it unfolding and unraveling and I'm like, oh shit, I think this is manifesting right now, I'll keep it really close to me. I won't really tell people about it. I just like to hold the energy within myself, and I don't want outside forces or energies or questions, even if people are well-intending. I just don't want the additional energy. I want to keep my little manifestation, good fucking energy safety bubble around me. Then, once it manifests, I'm loud and proud. Like, I am happy to share it with you. I'm always happy to share and express and celebrate my wins as a source of inspiration and motivation for you, hopefully, ideally. That's what watching other people manifest things has done for me, has really shown me what's possible. You know, understanding like these are just regular people just like me, and if they can do it, I can too. And I want to be that person for you. You know, or maybe you don't know my past, where I came from, my story, but I'll definitely do an updated video on that soon, going deep into my whole story. I actually got questions about that in the Q&A as well, so we're definitely due for that. But I'm just a regular girl, you guys. I'm just a regular girl who just got fucking serious about changing my life and manifestation and spirituality and went all in. And here we are. So, a lot more to come on all the things that have been manifesting, the up level, the quantum leap that has been happening in the background for me. Very soon, we'll touch on things here in the Q&A, but just know, there's a lot more updates to come. Okay, so I have a few of your guys' questions circled from a Q&A box I did on my Instagram last week, I think it was. Go ahead and follow me too if you don't already at Arcanum Life on Instagram so that you can submit your questions for the next Q&A. And also, I'm very active there. I post on stories like almost every single day. So, not the construction starting. Not the construction starting right now. Anyways, go follow me there. And I do this every video, I do this every podcast, but sorry for the noise that you will hear. Like I mentioned in previous episodes, there are three houses being built on my street right now, and I'm moving in just a couple weeks. So it's not much longer until we have space and peace and quiet, but more on that shortly. Oh, and by the way, before we get into this, I guess I'll just tell you the crystals that I have on right now as well, because these crystals have been major for me lately, okay? I've been big on my crystal game, really on my intuitively tapped in game, okay? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about intuitive movement, just energetically feeling into and intuitively feeling into my energy body, my physical body, what it needs to move through things, to move through limiting beliefs, to move through shadows, and to just get into a place of alignment and feel really fucking good. I don't know if you guys can tell. I feel really fucking good. I feel really good. And it is being somebody who comes from a past of feeling really fucking bad and depression and anxiety and all of these things that I've struggled with in the past. These moments of just alignment and fulfillment, you really appreciate it completely differently. You really juice it for what it is. And so, if you're stuck in a rut right now, if you're feeling a little down, if you're feeling like, oh, when will I get out of this, this cycle that I'm in, just know that there's so much light on the other side. And I'm coming off of a difficult-ish time, right? Like I said, I've been moving through a lot of shadows. So, just so you know, I had an intense healing on this bed a couple hours ago, okay? I was crying on the bed a couple hours ago. Now I feel a lot better because we moved through some shit. And that is what all this work is about, okay? But anyways, I want to tell you about my crystals because I've just been super tapped into what my energy body is needing and responding to that. And this is a practice that obviously, as a crystal jewelry brand owner, plug, shout out, Arcana Malay, I have had in my life for a long time, but I'll be honest, I fall off sometimes. Sometimes I'm not as intentionally working with my crystals. Maybe I'll have like my favorite necklaces that I throw on, my favorite bracelets that I throw on, but not actually like tapping in with no jewelry on me, which by the way, I like to do. I like to tap in with no crystals on me and feel into where I'm kind of needing support. And what that feels like for me, I'll give my recent example. I was feeling like this funky energy in my solar plexus, just realizing that I wanted to open it more and I wanted to feel more freedom there. And that when I feel resistance, when I feel stuck, when I feel weighed down, there's a lot of dense energy in the solar plexus for me. And when I feel aligned, when I feel free, when I feel lit up, there's a lot of this openness and almost like this like buzzing feeling from my solar plexus. So I tapped into that the other day and reached for, let's see, it's tucked into my shirt now, this citrine bracelet, or actually this is a citrine choker. This is a citrine chip choker, but I double wrapped it as a bracelet and also matched it, paired it with this hematite bracelet. And I'm wearing a bigger hematite as well, which is just a good stone for, I'm talking hematite right now, which is just a good stone for overall kind of like grounding and feeling stable, feeling like, for me, I understand hematite is like a magnet, just like this force that you are planted, you're grounded, you're balanced. And also, I see it as an attraction stone as well. Like I said, a magnet. So it's like heavy, but also attractive. And then citrine is tied to the solar plexus and joy, alignment, manifestation as well. I won't go into all the meanings of the crystals because that's going to take us forever. We're just going to show you what I've been working with. Red jasper has also been huge for me. I feel like this, along with garnet, are like my crystals of the year. Very intuitively called to both of those. And you guys know if you watched the scale challenge, my next level self identity I'm stepping into now is Brooke Dragon. And I just feel like the red stones, like red jasper, aligns with that like fiery, powerful energy so much so. I'm always wearing my Rapture stacker ring. So there's peridot, amethyst, aquamarine. I specifically pick these rings for these designs too, because I just think that they're solid foundational stones. And you can never go wrong with these three, in my opinion. Lab and blue chalcedony. Lab has been a big pillar for me lately as well. And then I am wearing the dragon stacker choker. Love the energy of this one. Definitely go read about it on the site. And then the year of the dragon choker as well. Again, dragon energy and also pyrite is on this choker. It's pyrite and green aventurine. And the chakras I've really been working with is my solar plexus and my heart chakra. So this felt really yummy for me. And the Revival cross in onyx, which I just wear kind of all the time. Oh, and same with the pierced earrings. These are just good go-tos for me. And what even made me think of this is because I am holding my crystal Vogel. I could do a whole video on this crystal. This is like my go-to crystal. It's like my security blanket. I do not leave like the country. I don't travel without this crystal. I have a few on the site right now, so definitely check them out. And I think I have like an old blog post that I wrote a long, long time ago about crystal Vogels and why they're so important. So I'll try to find that for you guys. And if I can't, I'm gonna make like a TikTok or some video about it because this shit hits. This shit hits. Okay, let's get into your guys' questions. I really, really love what you guys sent in, and I feel like we're just going to kind of riff off of what you have for me here. Okay, so the first question I have is how to do the big, scary, damn thing that you need to do without letting anxiety cripple you. Great question. And I really, truly cannot express enough the importance of nervous system regulation. And this goes for when you are putting your manifestations into action, right? Like you said, doing that big scary thing that's giving you crippling anxiety when you're thinking about doing it, right? I'm assuming this big scary thing is something that's in alignment with you. It's not something that is out of alignment, because then I would just say don't do it. But obviously, this is something that is in alignment with you, something that you know is a leap that you need to take in order to align deeper to your manifestation, to your goal, to your inner true self, your inner alignment, but it feels scary to do that thing. Now, that thing feels scary to you because it's unfamiliar, because you have never done it before, right? Because it is taking you out of your comfort zone, and that's a good thing because your current comfort zone, your current place of being is no longer comfortable for you on your higher mind level. So it might be comfortable to your subconscious mind, your subconscious body, but the you that knows it's time to grow, that knows that it needs to do this big leap, it's no longer comfortable. Where you are right now is no longer comfortable. I like to think of this, and the metaphor that comes to mind is a plant. And every time I repot my plants, I'm just reminded so beautifully of this. And you guys, honestly, one of my favorite things to do is look out in nature and just let nature be your teacher for any kind of spiritual work that you're doing as well. And just remind yourself that we're all going through it, right? And I'm not just saying the humans, I'm saying this entire planet. Like, there's so many parallels between our evolution, our growth, our spiritual evolution, and what the planet does as well. So with a pot, right? With a plant in a pot, it is comfortable in its pot and it's thriving and it's growing and it's growing, and you keep noticing, wow, this plant is doing really good. I must have a green thumb. And then one day the plant starts not doing so good. And you learn after having enough plants that eventually a plant gets too big for its pot, and it's kind of constricted in the pot that it's in. So the pot is keeping it from growing any bigger, which is keeping it from thriving, and actually begins to hurt the plant because it's not able to grow as big as it wants to grow. So you can think of it as like the plant becomes unhappy. It's wanting to spread its roots more, it's wanting to grow bigger, but it's confined in this pot. So this pot that was once comfortable for it is now becoming something that is uncomfortable for it. But if you move the plant to another pot, it's going to feel uncomfortable in that bigger pot, and it's going to miss this tiny small pot that it was outgrowing, right? It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but then it's going to grow, and then it'll be comfortable in that pot and grow and grow and grow, and then it's going to grow big again and want to be repotted into a bigger pot again, right? So we're the same way. So we're in our current situation, and you know, we feel this call to up level, but our physical body is familiar with this, is familiar with the life that we've been living up until this point. It's chilling here. It's comfortable here. It can go through the motions here on autopilot. Doesn't really need to think, doesn't need to try that hard. It's cool here, right? But our higher mind, right? And I like to think of that as like our soul, our soul's desires, our heart's burning desires. Our higher self is calling us and is telling us there's more, there's more, there's more. You're meant for more. You have greater potential. There's more that you can experience, more that you can uncover. And some of us never follow that pull. Some people will just, silence that. And I know if you're here, you're not one of those people. So I applaud you for that because it is hard work to own that call and follow that leap of faith out of your comfort zone and into a bigger pot. You're going to feel that anxiety. You're going to feel a little scared. You're going to feel uncomfortable because you are taking the leap into something that's going to be unfamiliar, that's going to feel really big and scary to you at first. But then what's going to happen is you're going to start spreading your roots there and you're going to get grounded there and you're going to feel good there. And you're gonna be like, it's a gradual thing. At first you're not comfortable, then you're like, ooh, I'm kind of getting used to this. Then you're good, you're chilling, you're chilling, you're chilling. And then you're like, whoa, I need something more. I need bigger. I'm growing. So it's just this constant cycle of people who especially are on this personal development, this like up level spiritual path of life, and it never ends. And so you get more used to, as you repot yourself over and over again, that feeling of the anxiety, that feeling of kind of feeling ungrounded, right? Feeling like you no longer have your roots there and like you're a little bit uncomfortable doing these new actions, taking these leaps. And if you eventually you'll become like me and become somebody who craves this discomfort. Now, that's not to say I don't love to, coast for a little bit too and chill. And that's very important. That's a part of the integration period, right? Relaying those roots. It's very important. But I know that feeling of that push, that kind of stretch, right? You can think of it like a stretch, like you're expanding yourself. You can think of it like you are expanding yourself and kind of like, when you've been working out a lot and then you stop and then your body kind of craves going and working out. It's like that. It's like you start to crave that expansion feeling, that kind of like, ooh, this is a little out of my comfort zone. Like, ooh, I'm expanding here. Things are changing. Maybe that's just my inner Gemini and my Sagittarius rising, but I see this happen in a lot of my clients and my students as well. So you will get used to this feeling. You will get more comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's an affirmation that can really serve you during these periods as well, is saying, I am comfortable being uncomfortable. And knowing what that anxiety, what that discomfort is rooted in can be really useful for you as well, right? It's not that there's actually a threat and that's what your body thinks. Your body thinks, this is different. I'm not used to this. Oh my God, I must be in danger. So you can really talk back to your body, talk back to your subconscious mind, talk to that ego, that inner child within you, and self-soothe and let them know, hey, we're safe. This is okay. I know it feels scary as fuck. I know it's uncomfortable. I know that it's unfamiliar, but that doesn't mean that it's bad for us. Actually, this is for our greatest and highest good. This is for my past self, myself now, and my future self. And this is a good thing. I'm here to hold you. I'm here to support you. You're not alone in this. We're safe. And just reminding yourself that over and over and over again. I'm safe. I'm safe. This discomfort is normal. It's okay. I'm stretching. I'm growing. Of course, there's going to be like growing pains here. And I think reframing that anxiety, that discomfort from being a signal that means something's bad to understanding what that signal is, that it's just a part of our primal being that's trying to keep us in this safe pot that we know so well. And recognize that that's what it is, and then it becomes a lot less powerful over you because you know what it is, and you know that it's not actually a true alarm that you need to, tend to. It's not actually your intuition telling you like something's wrong here. It's just your primal body, your subconscious mind freaking out a little because it's not familiar with what you're stepping into. And then on top of that, adding to that any sort of self-regulation routines that you have, any sort of energetic hygiene routines that you have, they're really going to support you during this up-level period. And that's what you're in. If you're feeling those growing pains, you're in an up-level period. And so leaning on those routines and making sure you're really staying grounded in them so that you aren't having this messy energetic hygiene. Like, I like to think of it like, you know, we take a shower every day, but do we actually cleanse our energy every day and really tend to ourselves on an energetic level? So when you're feeling this heightened anxiety because you're stretching yourself, really creating a routine to cleanse your energy, to align your energy, to attend to that part of you that's feeling a little uneasy, feeling a little stretched and scared and uncomfortable. And this can be things like journaling, creating space to journal, creating space to just be, to feel. You guys, this is so simple and so many people don't do this, and I've been guilty of it too. And every time I come back to this practice, it's like, wow, it really is that easy. Creating just space to feel, space to be. I like to think of it as like intuitive healing, creating an intuitive healing space for yourself where you just sit, you check in, you notice what comes up, and you will be so surprised at what comes up. It might be something weird from third grade or something that happened yesterday that you didn't even know really bothered you, or you're realizing that you have resistance around something that you didn't consciously ever clock. Like I said, I just moved through two major things today, doing exactly this, just letting myself be and letting those feelings come up and getting really curious about them and then creating this safe space to intuitively move through them. And that's a part of my energetic hygiene and something that I've just been grounding in more and more lately, especially during this eclipse season that has been bringing up so much for me lately. And I'm sure for a lot of you as well. Actually, this is a perfect segue to talk a little bit about the eclipses. Are we cool with that? Let's dive into that. But before we do, my love, I just want to wrap that up by saying just having supportive routines for yourself. So journaling, meditating, intuitive movement, intuitive healing, just allow that voice within you that's uncomfortable right now to be heard, to be held, and to be supported as you move through this up level. And by the way, congrats on being in an up level. It's really cool. And I'm so excited for you. Okay, so the eclipse energy happening right now is intense. And I kind of want to tie into, somebody else asked a question that said, what to do if we aren't feeling the spiritual energy shifts you're always talking about? So I'm going to touch on that too. If you're like, I'm not really feeling this eclipse energy, I'm going to kind of touch on why that may be. And it's funny because before I read this question, I knew I wanted to talk to you guys about this eclipse today. And I had already kind of thought through this. Like, if you're not feeling this eclipse energy, or if, you know, you follow me and I might be talking about, I'm feeling this and I'm feeling this and I'm feeling this, and you're not feeling it, the thing is that we're all moving through different seasons at different times. So I, again, tying everything to nature, we have our internal winters, we have internal springs, summers, falls, and it's exactly what it sounds like, right? It like mimics what we see out in nature. We are nature. So it's not that abstract that we would have these same ebbs and flows. And you might be in a season of your life. And by the way, these seasons aren't just, oh, everything in my life is this winter right now, or everything in my life is this summer. You might be going through a summer in your personal life, but your work might feel more like a winter, or everything might feel like a winter. There are these nuances, and there's just this infinite combinations and ways of expressing and the divine expressing through our life that there's no one size fits all. So never attach too much to where you should be or what it should look like, or let yourself flow and let yourself intuitively feel into what's showing up for you right now and what's true for you right now. But you might be in this phase, this season of your life where there's a lot of inner work coming up, right? There might be a lot of shit that you are reflecting on and that is dying essentially through you and being shed, right? That's like a fall winter energy, right? And then some of you might be in a phase where it's feeling like you just came out of that and you just shed so much shit. And now you're kind of like, whoa, I'm being reborn. What's next? Like, I'm here. This is a new me. And you just feel this like bright new energy, like you just shed all your old leaves and are now growing new ones, right? So we might be in different seasons, and this doesn't last, like I said, the way our seasons outside might last. It could last a day, a couple days, a week, a couple weeks, months, year. It can last whatever is perfect for you and your own journey and your own healing. So some of us might be feeling this eclipse right now and everything that's going on really, really heavy. And others might not as much. Maybe you've just gotten out of doing a lot of this deep inner shadow work. There's not a whole lot that your soul is ready to clear right now. So maybe not a whole lot is coming to light for you. And on the flip side, we're all feeling these energies subtly. So to the extent that you're feeling it can differ, right? You can still choose to tap into whatever the theme of, let's say, anything that's happening in astrologically, like a new moon, a full moon, or an eclipse. You can still kind of work with that energy and do some digging if you really want to work with what's, you know, being supported by the planets at this time. But don't feel like there's something wrong with you if you're not, holy shit, having this like giant breakthrough and becoming an entirely different person. Because guess what? Maybe this eclipse season, I'm really feeling that. And then maybe next one, my soul is going to be like, gonna sit this one out. We're just gonna like not bring up a whole lot for you right now because you just did a lot and we don't want to overwhelm you. But maybe you feel it intensely. So never judging our process, our healing, our spiritual journey. And I know that's hard to do when you can see other people, you know, going through these shadows and it's almost like romanticized and it's so like cool and dark and mysterious and sexy and like they're being rebirthed and you're like, I want to be reborn. Like, I know what it can feel like to watch somebody on the outside and not feel like a lot of shifting for you. And no, I've been there too. So when somebody asks me, you know, what if we're not feeling all these different energetic shifts that you're feeling all the time? One, I'd say that after years of this work, and you guys, when I say years, I mean, I've always been intuitively tapped in, like since I was a little girl, but I've really been like on my witchy shit probably since almost like 10 years now. I mean, like think about that, like 10 years of working with my shadows, of looking at my shadows, of doing inner work, of working with full moons and new moons. And I will say, how long has it been now? Maybe for the last 5 years, I've been a lot deeper in my practice, a lot more consistent, because the thing is I would go in and kind of fall out and go in and fall out. And you guys know I was like a party girl and I was wild. And so I'd be tapped into my spirituality and then I'd be, you know, deeply in the darkness and unplugged from all of that for some time. But for about like 5 years now, it's been very intense and consistent part of my life. And naturally from that consistency and from doing that work all the time, right, you get really in tune to different energies. So you really know yourself and you can really feel when something's shifting and something's changing and when there's emotion that maybe you would have previously been unconscious to or just kind of shoved down. You know, I'm really tapped into those kind of subtle energies and things that show up within me. So that's why you guys might see me like feeling things a lot. I think that just over time you can become more energetically sensitive and more tuned to those more subtle energies. But that's not to say that I don't have times, you guys, when I also just don't really feel like a lot is shifting for me, right? Maybe not a lot of healing is coming up for me. And let me just say, I just came out of a time like that. There was a good, I don't even know how long, I want to say a year, but I could be so wrong. One thing about me is I'm really bad with times. I'm really bad with timing. Everything's like one blur to me. But I want to say like a year since I've done this level of shadow work that I'm doing right now. And yeah, things come up, but things are coming up right now. Like, the shadows are shadowing, okay? And I'm dancing with them. But this isn't like an all the time thing at this extent. And same with like feeling like you're up leveling, feeling like you're going through this quantum leap, right? Like, also remember that part of my job is to kind of share that with you guys when I am moving through those things. So maybe it seems like I go through it more than somebody else might. And also, this is an intense practice for me. This is something that I'm really committed to is my constant up leveling. And shout out, I have to give a shout out to Scale for this because that's the whole basis of Scale is up leveling again and again and again and again, and an actual framework to do that, an actual process and like a master plan, game plan tool that I take myself through every 3 months where I do take inventory of where I'm at, where I want to move to. I set intentions and I get solid and clear on how I'm going to actually manifest those intentions into reality. So, granted, I'm doing a lot of this background inner work as well, but on the case of even just being tuned into these subtle energies, I just think that the more that you do this work, the easier it is for you to kind of be that just like, what's even the right word for this? Just so like pinpointed to frequencies. And it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, ultimately, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm thankful to be this way, but that intuition goes crazy. Like you cannot get shit past me. I'm like a living lie detector. I'll say that. But anyways, this eclipse, you guys. So we just had a lunar eclipse. Now we're about to have a solar eclipse. And eclipses are known for just bringing up a lot of shadows and a lot of shadowy energy. So if you're wanting to work with this energy, I really invite you to create a lot of space to tune into these energies. Like I said, that energetic hygiene kind of routine of just allowing space for yourself to feel and allowing space for things to come up and not judging what comes up because it might not make logical sense to you. And that's a good thing because that means that this is subconscious healing that is coming up for you. And the stuff that lives in our subconscious can just spread so far and grow these branches that you can't even fathom with your conscious mind. It doesn't even make sense with your conscious mind why this thing that happened when you were in second grade because a kid said you couldn't hang out with them is now affecting why you can't follow your dreams as an adult. Like, it is that wild, but that is how our subconscious mind works. It literally is like X equals Z for no reason. I mean, there's a reason on a subconscious level, but think of our subconscious mind as our inner child. It's like our 0 to 7-year-old, and it can create these conclusions, these reasonings that as an adult don't make logical sense to us, and we know that we'd be able to process and work through, but as a child or a teenager or somebody going through a traumatic event, it's not so easy to make those conclusions. So allowing during an eclipse that subconscious stuff to be pulled out of you and then creating space to move through it, to work with it is very, very powerful. This is like shadow work season, okay? And my Scorpio moon is like coming out. Like she is ready to play in the shadows right now. And I'm here, I'm cheery, I'm bright, I'm fun, but let me say, like, this is work. Like, this has been deep work. I've been looking at very uncomfortable stuff. I've been bawling in my therapy sessions. Like, my journals are going crazy. I've almost completed an entire one. Like, I am moving through these deep, intense shadows, but the reason why that I can come to you in this bright and cheery energy is because the release, the relief, the coming home to more wholeness, more truth, more completeness without this limiting story, these limiting beliefs, these shadows that have been weighing me down subconsciously for so long. It just feels so fucking good on the other side of it. So if you want to dive into this kind of work right now and utilize this eclipse energy, like I said, create this sacred space for yourself to just feel. Let whatever comes up come up. Do not judge it. Don't be like, oh, that's not deep enough, or ooh, I don't want to go there right now. It is coming up for a reason. So let that be pulled from you. And then when I say work through it, I don't necessarily mean like logic your way through journaling and thinking through like everything that happened and why it happened and how that made you feel. But actually, I've found the most healing work for myself lately. And this is like a whole new chapter that I'm moving into. I'm really excited to add so much of this into Scale and additional things that I'll have for you guys in the future. But really somatically healing this. So, letting our subconscious do the work here. And our body is the subconscious. And these shadows, these limiting beliefs, these roots that are weighing you down that you might not even have a logic explanation for, or even be able to logically name or call out, These exist in the subconscious. So we want to meet subconscious with subconscious and let it be resolved in this like primal way, which we can do through just feeling and not having to try to think or rationalize or bring logic to, well, why am I thinking this? And why is this thought coming up? And what does this mean? Because that can take us out of the deep healing that just being in the sensation and letting us feel it to completion can do for us. So I'll just let it come up. I will feel it. I'll intensify it. I'll make it stronger and louder. And I will just move through it. I'll intuitively move my body. I'll breathe. Breathing is so big here. Breathing, your breath is the bridge here. So just breathing into that feeling and letting your body do the healing. We have this innate healing power within ourselves. I mean, think about it. You get a cut on your hand and it heals. The same can go when we create that space to allow ourselves to heal on an energetic or mental, spiritual level as well, of creating that sacred space for the feelings to be felt, for us to recognize them. Because the more that we don't recognize these shadows, right? The eclipse is bringing this shit up for you. And you're like, no, I don't want to look at that. No, I don't want to go there. The more that we do that, just the longer we perpetuate that shadow existing within us and prolong our freedom, our integration, right? I don't want to say like you get rid of it, but you integrate it, you transmute it into something that can be a lesson for you, something that can serve you in this new point of evolution to be a part of who you become and why you're stronger because of it. I mean, one of the beliefs that I moved through today, and it's, I'm trying to find the word for it because it's not even a belief. It's like a generational trauma and a trauma from my own life as well. But I know it goes back generations and generations and generations in my family. And it has limiting beliefs rooted off of it and just so much heavy feelings. Like, you know those ones that you're like, I can't even call it a belief. I don't even know what to call it because it's just like this blob, like this shadow blob that's just really infiltrating my life. And I've seen it hurt other people in my life, you know, in my lineage, and I don't want to pass it on to my children. When I worked through this today and I, you know, moved around in my bed and breathed and made noises and felt it and let it come up, I had this realization come through with it. And that's what a lot of the times will happen, is this like breakthrough. And the breakthrough was like, this is a part of your lesson because you are meant to help other people with it too. So yeah, it sucks, right? Like, yeah, it sucks to move through and it sucks to have this thing be persistent. And it's a thing that I've worked on and worked on and worked on. And I continue to work on. I mean, this healing just did something crazy this morning. So we're feeling good. But it really came through for the first time that this has been so persistent for me because I really am meant to overcome this and to allow it be something that really gives me the polarity in life to appreciate certain things and to have, you know, my own journey of creating the life that I desire and healing this for my lineage to also help others to heal it for theirs. So without that being like too cryptic, you know, just finding that lesson in whatever this shadow, this limiting belief is here to show you. And know that if you're feeling a lot come up right now, right, it can feel like that first question said, just very overwhelming, a lot of anxiety, because if we're not used to the shadow work, maybe if we aren't a Scorpio moon and we don't like these spooky things, you can be like, whoa, 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 like this is a lot for me to process. This is a lot coming up for me right now, a lot for me to deal with. But know that, how do I want it to say? Know that it is coming up for a reason, and also know that you can take it at your own pace. So you don't need to, you know, go into all of your shadows if it feels too heavy for you right now, but allow what's wanting to come up, give it some space, at least give it some space to be felt, and be really, really gentle with yourself during this time, because plans are going to be, you know, shaken up. Things might take a turn that you weren't expecting, or you know, you might have this plan to have a wonderful day, but then you're hit with this shadow that comes up for you. And so just be flexible, be super compassionate with yourself and with others, because not only you are feeling this, everyone is to some extent, right? So Make sure that you're really compassionate when you're out moving with other people, because if shit is coming up for you, you can bet shit is coming up for other people too. And you know, your barista might be making your coffee and make it wrong because they're actually thinking about their childhood trauma because the eclipse energy is bringing it up for them, right? So let's have some compassion. Let's move with love and bring that compassion to yourself too. And just be willing to be flexible, especially with Mercury retrograde happening right now. Literally currently dealing with an iPad that decided to stop working today. So, you know, the energies are energy, and we just need to be willing to roll with it, to ride the waves. I love the terminology like dance with it, dance with the shadows, dance with the energy, dance with Mercury retrograde. Just be willing to kind of like stumble and fall and make it look as graceful as you can, but also laugh it off if, you know, you kind of look like you're dancing offbeat a little bit, because it's just a part of the big, beautiful dance that is life. Okay, wow, I had so many more questions to answer, but you guys know how it is when I get going. I can, you know, just talk about things for hours and the time feels like 3 seconds to me. So I do want to answer because I got a lot of questions on this, and maybe I'll do another Q&A before I leave as well, which I'm going to get into what I'm talking about in a second. Maybe I'll answer more of these in a future Q&A episode. I think the next few episodes that I was going to do for my podcast, for my YouTube, were going to be more casual like this, like a Q&A. I also really wanted to do, because I was asked about this in my Q&A quite a bit, like my favorite things, whether it's products, books, my favorite, somebody asked me what my favorite mundane things to do are, and I really like that question. And so I kind of want to dive into just kind of like my obsessions right now, my favorite things, the tools and modalities I'm using, the products I'm using. I think that would be really fun. So let me know if you guys want that, but I'll definitely do an episode like that. And then I'll also do some more Q&As because there's a lot of good questions in here. But one of the questions that I got asked the most, because if you follow me on my Instagram, I've been hinting at it, I've been talking about it a lot, is about my move and where I am moving to, as well as my astrocartography. People are interested in what lines are there and why I'm so aligned and feeling so drawn to move where I'm moving. So if you don't know, I am moving. Surprise, I just said that. But I have lived in LA for the last like almost 10 years. I guess to be more, no, yeah, 9 years. It's going to be 9 years by the time I move. 9 years. And I am moving out of LA. I'm actually moving out of the state of California. And I'm born and raised in California. My family is in California. So this is a big move for me. I never thought. Let me just say where I'm moving, I never thought I'd move. It was never really in my mind until maybe like a year ago or a little bit over a year ago. I don't want to say where I'm moving yet because I'm going to do an episode on that and really explain in depth why I'm moving there. I'm thinking I'm going to have my boyfriend on the podcast for the first time ever too. Big step for me. And maybe we'll talk about some of that, about like our relationship, because we've really worked on it in the last year. I mean, we were broken up this time last year. We've been together for almost 5 years, but this time last year, we were in a completely different place than we are now. And we've been doing deep healing around our relationship. And it wasn't until very recently that I even knew if this move was going to happen, if it was going to happen with him, because we really gave ourselves this year to figure it all out, knowing that a move was in the plans, but not knowing where. And we're in just such a great place now. I'd love to have him on and kind of like talk through that, because I did get a lot of questions as well as being in a relationship as a spiritual girly, or just relationships in general, manifesting your significant other. So I think us talking about that would be really fun. And also, I kind of want him to just make a little guest appearance when we talk about the move and our plans and why we're moving, because he's obviously a big part of all of it as well. But I will save my astrocartography, I guess, for that as well. I can dig into it a little bit more and find more of the exact meaning of it for those of you who don't know the meanings. But let me just say that I am officially moving. I have been approved for the home that is like my dream home. And I I'm not going to share where I'm moving to yet. That will be in a different video. But I would love to know if you guys would like to see behind the scenes of the entire move, because, like I said, it's a huge, huge life transition. I mean, this is like part of my quantum leap or a huge catalyst in the quantum leap. And I can feel that so much is about to change from this move being like one of those initial like bombs that just makes it all transform. So if you guys want to see kind of the behind the scenes of the move, I'm also doing like I don't want to say a remodel because I'm renting the home that I'm moving into. So I'm not like doing any non-renter friendly remodel things, but I am going to be, I have a huge passion for interior design. Let me just say that. It's always been one of my passions. And I thought it'd be really fun to do like videos on that and just kind of like transforming the house. We have a ton of extra space, so we're going to make a lot of fun rooms. I'm going to have my own spirituality room, like my altar space, my inner work space. Think of it like my witchy wonderland. I'm going to have my own office. I'm going to have, which by the way, hi, I've been filming in my bedroom for the last few months, so that's gonna be nice. So we'll have an entire podcast set up there. It's so much easier for me to sit down and record and be more consistent on the podcast or on YouTube. And also going to have an in-home like gym, yoga, pole dance studio, which I'm so excited for. And then obviously you guys know Arcanum LA, my crystal jewelry brand. We are going to be running it through from the home. So there's going to be a whole Arcanum LA office space and creation space and just a lot of rooms to make over. And I just thought it would be fun to take you guys along from the entire move to a different state, remodeling the house, getting the home together, and just that transition, that up level of completely uprooting your life and moving somewhere where you don't know anyone that you've only ever visited once, and kind of getting situated in life there, and what that kind of quantum leap is like. And really, this being just a following my heart and soul moment. My intuition has been calling me to this for like a year now, really, really intensely, I'd say, for the last year, and then even more so since September 2023. I had a very like big spiritual download for this move that made it from that moment on like there's no going back. This move has to happen. So if you guys would like to see the behind the scenes of all that, I'd love to know if that's something that you guys would be interested in. And like I said, regardless if you guys want to see all of that or not, I will definitely be doing another sit down video explaining this move, explaining how I knew my intuition was calling me to move, how I manifested this home that we're moving into, and hopefully sit down with my boyfriend as well and give you guys some insight there. So, with that, I'm going to leave us here because we're already kind of at like an hour mark, and I'm just trying to make these episodes more digestible. But like I said, I will do another Q&A with more of these questions because they're so good very, very soon. I'm going to do an episode on some of my favorite things, my current obsessions. So if you have any questions about that, let me know below. And then if you guys are interested in seeing all of like the moving behind the scenes, a moving vlog, a remodeling vlog, just all of that that is going to be consuming my life over the next like 2 months, let me know, because then you will have a lot of videos here for sure. So, thank you so much for joining me here today for another episode of the Good Fucking Energy Podcast. Please subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. Also, subscribe to the podcast as well so you don't miss any episodes in case I do any that are just audio only. And so you don't miss any of the vlogs, make sure to subscribe on YouTube as well because those won't be doubling as podcasts. You know what I'm saying. I'm sending you so much love through this eclipse season. Be gentle with yourself, be loving with yourself, be gentle and loving with others. And with that, I'm just sending you so much love and good fucking energy. And I will see you next time. Bye.